So it breaks down the machine, which was installed by close order drill in the Army. This person is running on some kind of a directional machine. You know, it tells him to go here and tells him to go there. When somebody tells him to go there, it goes into the machine and the body starts in that direction. His body has been handled exteriorly, far too much. So there's a portion of the body that sends his body, and he hasn't too much control over it. By running opening procedure, you break the machine down and put him back in control of his body. Now, that's very profitable, isn't it? Let's take some other things that this does. Let's take the spiritualist. Now, it wouldn't seem to you that you'd get very many people who had been interested in spiritualism. Well, don't kid yourself. There are lots of them. Mysticism, spiritualism has been rampant in the Western world since 1735. Actually, 1655 started to come in pretty strongly from the East. But this is a highly specialized kind of spiritualism and a highly specialized kind of mysticism that came in from India and has been in the Western world for a long time. But there was all kinds of spiritualism before that. Do you know the Grimm's fairy tales are actually the legends of the water and tree spirits and river spirits and lake spirits of the German people? That's Grimm's fairy tales. They've just been hobs and jobsoned around until they are told to little children or something like that. Actually, they're legends of spirits. Now, spirits have been every place in every time. Man has never quite gone away from this one. Well, we pick up somebody. Let's say he's a Marine. Let's say he's a Marine captain or something. We're auditing him. He's been a Marine years ago. Obviously, this person is no mystic. This person is no spiritualist. He knows nothing about these things. Let's audit him and get through and so forth. And we audit him for about 5 hours, and he's making very slow progress. And he's liable to ask you at the end of the 5 hours if you really think his guardian angel approves the techniques you're using. Don't be too alarmed if you hear such a reaction, because there's practically 100% of the populace, one time or another, have been mixed up with spirits. Spiritualism, mysticism, are any one of the allied lines by which man has sought truth and has gotten booby-trapped. This Marine, you find out, served a long hitch in Santo Domingo. And all the time he was in Santo Domingo, he was talked to continually by a mamaloy. Otherwise, this boy has been sane ever since. He receives all of his directions from a witch doctor, or a witch. Yeah, he's been ordering troops around on the advice of a witch doctor for years. This is not uncommon. Because a thing is not spoken about, there's no reason it doesn't exist or isn't known. And that's a good rule for you to go on. You see, although people don't talk much about various types of sexual activities, one is prone to think these things might not exist. You see, supposing nobody talked about sex at all, but we still had generations coming along, why, certainly there must be something being done on the subject of sex, right? Well, okay, and yet people wouldn't be talking about it. Well, let's take up spiritualism, mysticism, all these various odds and ends, magic. Just because people don't discuss these things is no reason why they don't have a lot about them. They do. They do have a tremendous amount. And this teaches all kinds of interesting things, but one of the main things that it does is to inquire from nothingness for direction. And that is, you might say, a common denominator for all spiritualism and guardian angels and priests and all of this sort of thing. It's inquire of nothingness for direction. An other nothingness than self. Well, you know, it'll make a man real happy if you're standing there solidly in the flesh, even though you're exteriorized, Lord knows how far away, giving him orders, because he can see the source of the order. And long since, this fellow has submerged from any rationality because he just gave up trying to find the source of the order. Stimulus-response mechanisms all contain hidden orders. Well, the people go around and they get bug-eyed because they are being told that they're receiving orders from nothingness. Whether it's spiritualism, magic, mysticism, any one of these off-brands of how do we get to the hidden influence. This could be the motto of all such practices. It's a tally-ho, tally-ho, hidden influence, here we come. Somewhere there's a hidden influence as a basic denominator of these things. All right. Out here, we've got a God, and he gives directions to you personally, John Doe, and he's going to tell you everything to do and how to brush your teeth and so forth, and he looks after you all the time, and he writes it all down in a book, but he doesn't exist because he is every place, you know. In other words, let's just spin quietly where we are. This re-stimulates. You get this? This re-stimulates the hidden influence characteristic of stimulus-response direction. Every time you ask somebody to take orders from an indefinite nothingness, you are re-stimulating their stimulus-response mechanisms. So you spin them. You couldn't figure a neater mechanism, you see, because the keynote of the engram bank is that it gives hidden orders. It tells you to stay off the stove. So where did the order come from? Lord knows, see? We talk about the racial instincts, and we talk about this, and so on. But where did the order come from? Well, Lord knows. We don't know where the order came from. He just suddenly got the idea he better not touch the stove. Actually, where did the order come from? He's got a mechanism which presents him with a facsimile of getting burned, which holds the body off from getting burned a second time. Well, where did the order come from? Now somebody comes along and sells a bunch of pie in the sky. He says, the orders are up there in the nothingness, or they're standing on just back of your right shoulder, which is to say your guardian angel or your favorite spirit or your master or somebody is going hocus pocus just back of your right shoulder, and that is an indefinite nothingness. And, of course, it re-stimulates all of the indefinite nothingnesses of the entire engram bank. The nothingness impulse is the stimulus-response impulse, the nothingness, the hidden influence. Men are frightened of this thing called the hidden influence. Anytime they can get orders from hidden sources, they can be scared. Most of the people who are occluded are simply holding on to that blackness because it is so mysterious. It's mystery. Something can come out of that blackness and tell them what to do. And so they bird dog it, they sit right there and they look at that blackness, and there it is, and it gives them orders. Thoughts come out of it. Terrible stuff. So therefore they hold on to it. They're afraid of it. The great mystery. Now, this mystery is basically the hidden influence. So we get the individual who is haunted by other spirits. He thinks he has 15 thetans beside himself, all giving him orders. We have the individuals who go around and pray to their guardian angels to give them orders and directions. And each time it's orders and directions from a hidden and undetermined source. And that is the common denominator of stimulus-response thinking. Orders from a hidden and undetermined source. So if you want to throw a guy totally into re-stimulation, you give him orders from a hidden and undetermined source. How do you throw fact one, the whole evolutionary track, birth, prenatals, all the accidents he's ever been in, all the operations he's ever been in, how do you throw all of these things into re-stimulation almost simultaneously? You tell him he's taking orders from God. Where's God? He's a nothingness which is giving them orders. He can't be determined as to where he is. The fellow will then start looking around for hidden orders, you see. The second he starts looking around for hidden orders, of course he runs into the entire engram bank. Crash. You can draw a curve of mental health on people up to and after the time when they encountered some sort of a hidden influence activity, and you will find that their mental health might have been quite high, and at the moment they struck the hidden influence, they hit a downward curve which is quite steep and which has been on the way south ever since. Now they might in the interim have suddenly given up religion, given up spirits, given up God, given up all these things, just skipped the whole thing. They're being hard-headed and practical, they're being scientific, they're being almost anything you can think of, and they're still hitting the downgrade. Science is just a dramatization of what hidden message does the physical universe have next. You see that? It's just what hidden message is it going to give us next? Now, people get that, for instance, mixed up a little bit with me. They say, for Christ's sakes, what hidden message has he got next? Well, just to counteract this, in issue 28G of the Journal of Scientology, we are reprinting totally the 1947 thesis on this science. It was later brought out and handed around very slightly. It got around very little in published form. Its original name, however, was Scientology, A New Science. And we have this then, clear from 1947. That's been a long time stable. We're publishing that in issue 28G. Publishing it really just for this reason. There's only been one single change that is not in that issue, not in that original thesis. Just one thing. And that's an auditor is trying to delete the reactive mind from the individual. Now we have discovered the unit of beingness is the analytical mind, is the person. And we're not trying to delete the reactive mind from him now. We're trying to delete him from the reactive mind. Now, that's certainly a slight change of vector. But you'll find practically everything we're talking about today, not just in book one, what would it call book one, 1950, which isn't the first book. It's 1947. You'll practically find everything we're talking about today in that 1947 edition. That, by the way, was by carbon copies, mimeographs, hectographs, and so forth, probably circulated by, has probably by this time circulated more copies than the 1950 Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health. You'll still find it around under Scientology, A New Science, here and there. Tattered, moth-eaten, torn to pieces. You don't run into these people ordinarily merely because there's 2 billion people here on the face of the earth. There's a lot of people. People used to copy this thing and give it to some friends, something. It's quite short. It's only about 34,000 words. And it's got everything in it. It's a very simple rendition on the subject. That's the only difference, the vector. But that states very clearly, very clearly. It says a person is subjected continually to hidden orders and commands which he cannot identify, the source of which he cannot accurately establish. And this hidden source or command we will call the reactive mind. And there are energy pictures in this mind which hiddenly influence the individual by giving him unseen, misunderstood orders. He's under continual bombardment with this. Well, that's what that book talks about. That's Scientology, A New Science, 1947, issue 28G. Now, by golly, we're certainly not very far afield from that, are we? We're a pretty solid thing. Well, what have we done? By examining the anatomy of this very carefully, and by a discovery that the individual can be deleted from the reactive mind instead of the reactive mind deleted from him, discovering that the identity of the individual is a unit of beingness which can be independent of the body, we have found a considerable number of processes which work faster and faster and better and better. Actually, the simpler the process, the faster and easier it works. Opening procedure is certainly no exception to this. It gives him a known, establishable source of command, which of course gives you the first breakdown of any undesirable condition. Let's give the guy a visible source of command. That's the auditor. And immediately after we give him the auditor as a visible source of command, we give him himself. Find the place to go to. Now go there. He's choosing places to go to. And now he's even choosing when to go. And you see why opening procedure saws through? Once again, I could make it very, very complicated. We could go into this, we could travel all the way down the line. But there isn't any reason to be complicated in any of this material. And once again, I had better emphasize the fact that although it is simple, it works. Only simplicities really work. If a complexity works, it's because a simplicity is working rather well, hidden inside of it. If a complexity works at all, a simplicity is at work inside of it, making it possible for the complexity to work. Now, there was a case in Unit 4 which went all the way to the end of the unit, still fighting back at auditors. And one day after the unit ended, this case will be back, be squared around because this case hasn't been completed. One day after the end of the unit, an earlier unit auditor grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and put him through opening procedure. And in a relatively short space of time, had run him through two periods of deep apathy and some other manifestations, and had run out the compulsive outward outflow of communication, which the pre-clear had managed to fend off all auditing with. This tells you simply that the other Unit 4 auditors who audited this pre-clear didn't run opening procedure. And one day after the course, the fellow does. Now the fellow's got to come back here. But this was the break of this case. How much auditing had that case had on all kinds of thises and thatas from all kinds of people? I hate to tell you, but it must have been in the vicinity of 200 hours. Right here in the unit. Now, because he was rather antagonistic and didn't take kindly to auditing, he didn't really have very many auditors working on it. Just some hours were rolled up in that fashion. Most of his hours were rolled up were in group processing. What was he doing in group processing? He was sitting there, figure, how can I possibly evade this one? That's all he was doing. And somebody comes along with this simple process a day after the unit's over, and here we go. The case breaks. That's real interesting, isn't it? You say, what the hell was the matter with the auditors that were auditing him before that time? Well, they were two other auditors who didn't complete the course. And they didn't complete the course because they didn't run opening procedure on that pre-clear. They obviously then don't know how to audit. But again, that's all being taken care of one or the other. Unit 4 was a big unit. We had to let 3, 4, 5 of those cases skid a bit. They'll be back. But the breaking of the case was on simple procedures which weren't run on the case. Teddy? So in Unit 5 here, let's pick this up right at the beginning so that we don't have somebody coming back here after the unit is all over and having us suddenly discover that Doakes' case is in terrible condition and we just can't seem to get an entrance into this case. And then suddenly discover that nobody has run opening procedure on this case. Well, they ran it for a couple of minutes and said, oh, that's how it goes, and skipped it from there on. How long could you run opening procedure? Well, by golly, on a case that isn't accessible, I would simply run it until a case was accessible. Ooh, that's a long time. Well, it's a lot shorter time than the 8 or 9 hours you would run of various kinds of commands which weren't being executed, which weren't getting through, because this pre-clear is sitting there listening all the time. Now, let's get this real straight. He's sitting there listening to a bunch of hidden orders, source hidden, from the engram bank. And the auditor says to him, now get 3 places where you're not. And the engram bank says to him, oh ye, who sitteth there? It getteth ye 3 places where you are drinking. That's what's going on in his head. Only he doesn't even articulate it that much. He simply spots around. Let's see, 3 places where you're not. Okay, now let's see, I'm not drinking at the local soda fountain, and I'm not drinking in that airplane that went overhead, and I'm not drinking. I don't drink. Drinking, oh ye who cup runneth over. Oh, be something, the auditor says. Oh, the auditor just said be something. Okay, be, buzz, buzz, buzz. Reactive mind in operation. It's taking precedent over the auditor's commands. So what's the make and the break of the case? It's when the auditor's commands carry more weight than the engram bank's commands. And then, finally, where the pre-clear's commands carry more weight than the auditor's commands or the engram bank commands. The gradient scale of case rise. It's a question of command value. If an individual is afraid of being ordered around, if he's afraid of being in effect, you certainly better bust through the easiest way first, and you've got it. Now, just because some auditor of the fourth unit, 2 auditors to be exact, decided that they knew a lot about it, and they knew what to run on this case. They're going to run a yen-gram or a spin-gram or a spin-gram or something on the case by logarithmic tetrahedral or something. This guy drifts through 200 hours of group processing, going buzz, 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 bee, bee, no, no. Let's see, I'm not drinking in that airplane. Drinking, drinking is the root of all evil. This guy isn't even crazy, you understand. He's not mad. He's just misrouted on his communication lines. When he starts to concentrate on obeying some order, what happens to him? He obeys some other order. This is all that's wrong with him. Do you suppose there'd be anything wrong with you if you said to your body, all right, now be awake, now be asleep, and your body, bing, was awake, and your body, bing, was asleep? You suppose there'd be very much wrong with you if you could do that? By golly, there sure wouldn't be. Well, this would be a case of your body obeying your orders, so therefore you'd have to have confidence that your orders are going to be obeyed, and you'd have to know who was issuing the orders. You'd have to know who you were, wouldn't you, in order to know who was issuing the orders. Well, you can start out by that, by knowing who's issuing the orders. It's the auditor. See? That identifies and localizes that. How is opening procedure run? It is run in such a fashion as to promote confidence on the part of the preclear in the auditor. It is run by the auditor in such a fashion as to never offer a second command before the first has been executed. Its purpose is to establish as adequate a communication line as possible and to get through to the preclear and to be able to observe adequately, visibly, whether or not the preclear is concurring immediately with the auditing commands given, exactly as given, as precisely as possible. Now, perhaps in spite of all I've said to him, you're going to say that's a light, nothing much, throw it over the side, skip it, sort of a procedure. It's much, much better to run basic on reach and withdrawal. No, it's not. It's much better to say to your preclear, all right, let's reach, and have the preclear reach. And know he is having himself reach. And when you say to the preclear, all right, withdraw, and the preclear withdraws, and know he's having himself withdraw. Then to say to the preclear, reach, and the preclear withdraws, to say to the preclear, withdraw, and the preclear says, let's see, I guess I better double terminal my father now. How can auditing work unless commands are executed? But in the far essence of the thing, how can you control you or your environment unless you know who's giving the orders? As far as the preclear is concerned, all he has to learn, and the biggest lesson he has to learn, is who's boss. That's the biggest lesson he has to learn. The first lesson he learns, who's boss? The auditor. And the next lesson he has to learn, and the lesson the auditor teaches him after he's learned the lesson of who's boss, is whose boss I am. And if he learns both of those lessons, he's boss. He doesn't have a sudden command sneaking up on him that says, I think I will be sick now. Okay, I'm sick. And he goes, who the devil said that? He could say to himself, I am well. Or he could say to a person in the society without even articulating it, you're well. And the person would be well. A command will be carried out as well as individuals understand who is giving the command, and as individuals are able to receive the command and know what and who is receiving it. So there, in essence, is opening procedure. It's very easy, but it should be done right if it's going to be done at all. And it better be done, because it'll save you many, 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 many hours at the beginning of cases. Furthermore, it puts the preclear to a large degree under your auditing control, because you're changing his position in space. Therefore, you're to some degree handling him, and he knows it. And so, he can follow your auditing orders afterwards. But unless you've given him that much indoctrination, he doesn't think he has to follow your auditing orders afterwards. He'd rather listen to that voice that comes in from two sectors off the left occipital, the voice that says, you sure look silly running that. You know, a lot of preclears sitting there, they have these voices that say things to them. Perfectly sane preclears. They've been engineers for Westinghouse or somebody for years and years. Or they've been mayor of the town or something. And the mayor, you'd be surprised. He probably, the mayor of Poughkeepsie or Podunk or something, very well may have been running the whole city and so forth. on this basis. Let's see now, shall we go in for slum clearance? And then he sort of listens for a moment. And there's a little voice just off to the left of his nose or someplace, and it says, yes. Okay. Yeah, slum clearance. Yes, that's what we're putting up in front of the city council this week. That's the way he was running the town. You examine him and you find out this circuit he depends upon utterly says yes all the time. It doesn't ever say no. He never discovered this himself. He was under the command of a hidden influence. Woe betide he who is under the command of a hidden influence. If you put an individual in the society, out into the society, and then convince him that the society is all running under a hidden influence of some sort, you're liable to spin him. It's the loveliest mechanism of all, as far as psychosis is concerned, the hidden influence. All right. You'll find a lot of people that are always trying to add a deeper significance to what I'm teaching people in Dianetics and Scientology. You know, there's something, but where do you get the information from? Who tells you this? How do you plot that out from what source? Never occurs to them that about the only way you could ever latch on to Scientology or developed it at all would be in the aggregate if you were in a sort of a native state of knowingness. If you were in a state where you were being told all the time, believe me, you never would have developed a thing. You get the idea? The fellows who tried to research the mind from textbooks on the subject of the mind never got there. They didn't get there because continually they were being dictated to by hidden influences. Well, I'm not a hidden influence dictating anything to you. Not even vaguely. Most straightforward sort of an approach possible. Nothing mysterious about it at all. What I'm telling you is the aggregate experience of myself and hundreds, even thousands of auditors. This stuff works. It works because it's simple, because it's a direct approach to the problem, and because it doesn't have any bugs, which is to say hidden influences in it. Okay.